Minneapolis.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. We are at Christmas in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we are here at the, we think it's called the Modest Brewing Company. I don't think we've been here before, but downtown Minneapolis to me, oh, I can smell hometown. So I'm excited to find out what they have here. We are about to find out. So follow me through these doors as we visit the Modest Brewing Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Modest Brewing, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And hey, I've never been here. This guy says we've been here, but I've never been here before. And because walking in, I would have definitely remembered all these tanks in the brewery where they're brewing everything. But this place is spacious. They've got some nice little seating areas, of course. Some cool stuff on the wall. Those donut machines? Man, I have seen those lately. You can buy donuts out of there. It's kind of unique. Great patio. I bet, man, on a nice spring, summer, fall day, patio is probably packed. And the art on the wall, man, it's really cool to just sit and look at. They got a little merch corner back here where they definitely sell all their merch, and you can walk home with Modest Brewery gear. But man, the art is really, really cool to check out. Big, long bar. I mean, this is a big bar. And they got lots of things for us to choose from. All kinds of things on tap. Their packaged beer. And I see their packaged beer in liquor stores around the Minneapolis area a lot. And you can take any of it home with you. But look at all these tanks, man. They are brewing some beer here. And they got a flight for us. So we are excited. So let's go.
Shit, Modest Brewing, Minneapolis.
Downtown, Minnesota. Man. I mean, we are again, close to...
Literally around the block, yeah, from where we just were at Fulton. Yeah. So we could have walked here, but
been here 7 years.
He thinks we might have been here before. I don't remember being here.
I'm gonna tell you something though. Here's something I wanted to say, that so far everybody, regardless of the beer, regardless of what it was like, everybody is so nice.
Yeah,
you know, you heard that. Maybe you've heard the thing, Minnesota nice, but they are. They, from everybody that we've dealt with that are in these breweries here in Minnesota, everybody seems excited to where they are. They love their craft. They love what they're doing. They love their beer. They love what they're...
They're welcoming when you walk in the door.
I mean, smiles. And I am just so impressed with everybody that we've come in contact with that are at these breweries. So, man... It just says something else about what the craft brewery industry is all about.
Yep.
And, you know, it's
the whole community vibe.
Communicating. Family,
and,
you know?
Yeah, no, so it's great.
And you're watching this because you love craft beer, too. So we're here just to tell you a little bit about what we think about this particular brewery and about the breweries that we've been to in general. And, man, follow us if you can, because we've been to a lot. We're over 50 breweries now in just in a few, like 7 months, 6 months.
6 months,
All right. Again,
look at our color lineup. We have a great...
This is a good color.
I mean, look, hey, we got everything covered here, I think.
I asked the person serving us what is the beer, people? Again, I love to ask that question. Yeah. Why do people come in? What makes you different than any other of these... hundreds and
literally
craft breweries here in Minneapolis or in Minnesota. Why should I come here? And she said, because of this beer.
Yeah.
This IPA hazy.
Yeah, it's Dream something. I don't remember the name, but it's
very similar to what some of the other ones have said. So, you know, we've been to Des Moines, we've been to Iowa, we've been to other places, and hazy IPAs were always the hit there. Yep. So again, if you follow us, you know I'm not a huge lover of hazies, but man, we're ready to try this hazy that they say Modest has put their signature on. Smells good.
Mm.
Wow.
How's that guy?
That's a very good... I mean, it's a great... I mean, I don't like hazies, but yeah. Again, it's got the other elements of the West Coast IPA that I love. I guess that's the best way to explain it. Sometimes they're not quite as bitter as and this one has got the hops, the bitterness.
It's got the hops.
And the haze, you know, that... I love it, man. It's a great beer. It's I can see why she says people come in here.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm taking another sip. I love it.
It's a good one. All right, so then I tried
this
rice lager.
One, yeah.
Yeah, this is a rice lager, and I mean they had two different variations of it. But man, looking at it, it is so clear. Like
we had a rice lager in Des Moines.
Yeah, we did, actually.
We didn't like it.
No, we didn't. Hope I like this one.
Which is interesting, you know, because Budweiser is made with rice. It's the only beer that I know from a domestic level that's rice is one of their main ingredients.
It's really good.
It is good?
It's a good beer. Yep. It's, I mean, it's light. It's like one of those that, yeah, you could drink on that all day type vibe. It's really smooth, and there is like zero bitterness and aftertaste
it is good.
To it. Right? I mean, it's a...
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like a Budweiser plus 10.
Kinda, yeah.
I mean,
no, exactly.
You can definitely see... You could taste the Budweiser in it. I mean, which, you know, Bud... You guys know Budweiser tastes completely different than, you know, your Coors or your,
yeah,
I mean, your Miller High Life or because of that rice. That rice is always the one that made it step ahead.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a difference.
So,
and
that's a good beer.
That is a really good beer.
Yeah.
No, absolutely it is.
Much better than the rice lager we had in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. Or a corn lager. That's the other one.
Oh, that's the other
tried.
Corn lagers.
We've had tried corn lagers, too, that always
All right, my next choice was the, well, again, by her. She told me IPAs, when it comes to IPAs, the Hazy was their number one seller, and this one came in second. It's a red.
Just tapped, she said.
Just tapped.
Just tapped. She's like, if you
fresh.
Like hops,
fresh. It's a hoppy... It's full of hops.
Yeah.
So. Sure smells good. All right. Smell test is good. Taste test. The restrooms are right to the right
it's
over
right
there. So.
We may have some more
there
people
might be a
walking
few distractions
by.
Over here, but...
just felt like this was the best, you know.
We like the tanks behind us. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, man, it looks cool.
I'll tell you
right?
something, guys.
Look at that shit.
I haven't had too many red IPAs, and the few that I've had, I couldn't stand. This one is the best red
no
IPA
shit.
That I've ever had.
Really?
I mean, we know it's fresh. Look at the glass. Look at the froth. I mean,
yeah.
It is
just hanging on to it.
Outstanding. The Modest Brewing Company
in
Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it smells, it is so hoppy. But it's not bitter, and that's the difference. You can taste the hops.
That is the big difference.
Yeah. It is really good, guys.
That's good.
I mean, it is, it's a red IPA. Hallelujah.
Because, yeah, you still taste all of that hoppiness.
Oh, yeah. It's just so good.
Without that IBU that...
Without the bite that a lot of you don't like. That's a very smooth, hoppy... flavorful I mean it's not pungent at all. I mean it's man, put it on your list.
And so this last one, I mean they had stouts we could have done, they had a few stouts to choose from, but I just saw dark lager and it just caught my eye.
Is that a pale, is it a ale or is
it is a dark lager, that's what it's classified as. So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a lager guy, so I saw the two lagers. those are what I went for. And so I don't, this one, man, it's dark, man. I mean, like,
no Pilsner here.
No. This is like a porter stout dark, but God, that's another good beer, man. That's a great beer.
If you're wondering why we're not talking about ambiance and smell and all that stuff, because we're the beer guys. We tell you, man, we go by taste. We go by taste.
There's not much of a smell.
We're going to tell you about what it feels like, what it's like. I mean, should you come here? Do you feel safe?
We have like three descriptions. It's like,
I like it.
That's good.
Ugh. Or yeah. I can't stand it. Or
like, that's how we go.
I'm afraid to leave.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
These, they're good. They're freaking great. This is good because it, there's no chocolatey, there's no portery, there's no stouty. It's just a, it's like a good, I don't know.
Boy, that's good. That is good, so smooth, man. That is a great winter. I mean, this, holy smokes, guys. If you're going, wow. Amber lager?
Dark lager.
Dark lager.
Okay. Yep, a dark lager.
That is,
it's like, you know, I would say, so like,
I mean, yeah, that is, what a great winter.
That's a great winter. Fall, October-ish, and then this is a great winter beer that is, God, it's, yeah, man, it's pretty
and
good.
They didn't have Oktoberfest here. Here comes another bathroom guy, guys.
Wait. Yep, we're going to, there you go, right there.
There you go. All right.
I mean, that's a new spin, but. Hey, this place is great, man. I see they've got like little events and some comedy stuff. And I don't know what
kind of unique about their restroom is everybody stops when they get there, and there's not a men or a women's. There's an arrow that says no urinals this way. It doesn't. There's no designation of men and women, which again goes to the newness of where we are right now. So basically,
we are in Minneapolis.
Basically,
it's
just
gender
says,
free.
Basically, it just says no urinals this way. No designation.
Hey man, I was wondering why that first guy was standing there.
The second guy did the other thing.
I mean, they're like kind of staring for a minute, like, where do I go? Because they're looking for men and women. And it's only classified by if you want a urinal or
yes.
So that's unique.
Maybe that's why a lot of people are going in there and staying in there a long time.
And they also, I saw a guy over here trying to get water, and he was clapping. He kept clapping in front of the water. Like,
yes.
And then the bartender was like, do you need some help, sir? And he's like, oh, I'm trying to get some water. And she kind of started laughing because there's a sign that says it's a clapper, so you clap on and off, but it's a joke. But he fell for it. Hey, he's going to walk by.
He went to the
he went to the urinal side.
There's also a little bear with a diaper on it, and you can go if you're changing. You can go to either side.
Oh yeah,
And
if you're in a wheelchair,
you can go to either side. If there's a toilet, you can go to either side. The only designation of which side you go to is if you want a urinal or not. That's the first time I've ever seen that. Anyway, innovative.
I agree.
Modest.
I agree.
Modest?
Modest brewing.
Yeah, I think a step above modest. That's kind of,
yeah.
That's innovative, I think. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Pretty cool.
So,
their staff is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the atmosphere is tremendous. The outlook is good. They have, again, live entertainment here. They have comedy. They have bands, which, again, we find out seems like every place in Minneapolis and the suburbs and St. Paul always have entertainment. So everybody's competing for the dollar in the craft beer industry.
Event space. They got an event space.
Don't come here if you want food. Come here if you want beer.
Yeah.
Come here if you want entertainment. Come here if you want to use either one of the restrooms. It's Modest Brewing.
Definitely put it on your list in Minneapolis.
Yeah.